January 2022. My name is Roy and this is Emotional Intelligence Development episode number 4. Let's get to it with today's topic: how to develop EQ skills and behaviors.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it.
The creation of elements in a behavioral approach is important because it explains why the same model of statistical relationship with personality found in studies using self-concept, or a statistical relationship with skills, does not exist. General mental or cognitive intelligence indicators found by skill assessments such as the Mayer-Solovey-Caruso Emotional Intelligence Test. At present, emotional intelligence is mainly about emotional self-awareness and recognizing other people's emotions. Behavioral intelligence is a skill that directly affects others and affects the performance of individuals and teams. Emotional intelligence is internal, it occurs in the human brain, and behavioral intelligence is external. It is something that people can see and react to. Not only is behavior related to job performance, but by learning and practicing this behavior, people can increase their EQ, emotional awareness, and attitudes. Our emotions affect our mood, behavior, performance, and interactions with other people. Your ability to manage your emotions and to recognize and influence others is considered one of the strongest indicators of performance in the workplace. People with higher emotional intelligence also have a better understanding of their psychological state, which can include effective stress management and a lower likelihood of depression. Ultimately, emotional intelligence can only be measured by how a person progresses in life, by developing meaningful relationships with others, their interpersonal skills and understanding, their ability to manage their emotions and personal abilities. Emotional intelligence is a set of skills and behaviors that can be learned and developed. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand, use, and manage emotions in a positive way for stress relief, effective communication, empathy with others, overcoming problems, and resolving conflicts. They allow us to communicate well and build stronger, more meaningful relationships. Emotional intelligence includes how we understand others and their emotions, and our actions and behaviors toward them. Empathy, the ability to understand the feelings and emotions of others, has been recognized by global consulting firm DDI as the ultimate leadership skill needed today. The ability to manage relationships and relationships is very important to all leaders, so developing and using your emotional intelligence can be a great way to show others that you are the leader within you. The good news is that behavioral intelligence skills are easier to learn and develop than emotional intelligence. By developing a small set of performance-related workplace behaviors, people simultaneously improve their emotional awareness and ability to interact effectively with others. It can help improve the self-awareness of leaders, which in turn can lead to increased efficiency in the workplace, reduced stress, and stronger relationships. You can understand the emotions, needs, and concerns of others, pick up emotional cues, feel socially comfortable, and recognize the dynamics of power in a group or organization. Social competence consists of your social awareness and relationship management skills. Social competence is your ability to understand the mood, behavior and motivation of other people in order to improve the quality of your relationships. Social skills are related to how you perceive emotions, interact and communicate with others. Leaders who can recognize and manage their own emotions are better able to perceive the feelings of others and know how to motivate employees. As you develop the ability to understand your emotions and respond appropriately, you may have a greater chance of success in and out of the office. From your confidence, empathy, and optimism to your social skills and self-control, understanding and managing your emotions can accelerate your success in all areas of your life. When you accept yourself with self-awareness and with the way your emotions work, you can gain control over yourself. This means that you take responsibility for your behavior and well-being, and control emotional outbursts. To permanently change behavior and resist pressure, you must learn to deal with the present moment and the stress in your relationship in order to maintain emotional awareness. Everyone, including those with a high level of emotional intelligence, experiences bad moods, outbursts, and negative emotions such as anger and stress, but self-management is the ability to control those emotions, not make them control you. then, you can take steps to reduce your emotional triggers in order to better control your feelings. As you become aware of your emotional triggers, you can also develop your ability to anticipate how you will feel in a given situation. Developing your intuition is very important in increasing your emotional intelligence, as it can help you sense different situations and differences in the people you interact with. With a greater understanding of differences in people, cultures and worldviews, you can increase your awareness and emotional intelligence. Your social intelligence. Being in tune with your emotions serves a social purpose by connecting you to other people and the world around you. When emotional awareness is threatened, you can effectively develop additional social, emotional skills that will make your relationships more effective, productive, and fulfilling. Take steps to master this skill, such as active listening skills, and you will successfully manage your emotions. The more comfortable you are with your own emotions, the easier it will be to judge others. If you can appreciate the feelings of others, it will be easier for you to establish and maintain relationships. People with strong social skills can have a huge impact in teams and organizations because they understand others and take actions based on this knowledge to push people toward a common goal. Emotional intelligence is the only part of human psychology that can be developed and improved by learning and applying new skills. You can learn more about these skills on the many pages of skills you need. Yes, your IQ can help you get into college, but it's your IQ that can help you deal with the stress and emotions of taking your final exams. In a competitive work environment, developing your leveling skills is vital to your professional success. While high EQ skills can be readily available to people with natural empathy, anyone can develop them. As a learning goal, empathy is one of the most challenging and important developmental skills. Acknowledges the emotions of others and responds with empathy. He is fair, considerate, and tactful with colleagues, clients, and employees. Social skills, coping well with emotions in relationships and accurately reading social situations and networks for collaboration and collaboration. Learn more about the skills you need. Understand and develop emotional intelligence. Learn more about emotional intelligence and how to effectively manage relationships at home, work, and community. If you want to improve your leadership skills, here are 5 essential emotional intelligence skills and how to develop them. Some of these tips are followed by ourselves, while others are suggested to us by our wonderful clients and partners who know how to motivate and motivate their teams, but themselves first.
This was How to Develop EQ Skills and Behaviors by Emotional Intelligence Development, and this was episode number 4. My name is Roy Vasquez, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.